If you think John Deere only partners with tractor brands, this episode will completely change your perspective. This is the Partnership Playbook, a podcast helping sales and marketing leaders secure high-value partnerships that finally unlock business growth and reclaim time. I'm your coach, Phil Hayes Sinclair. Welcome to the show. Now, if you've only got 2 minutes, let me cut to the chase. John Deere's partnerships over the past 30 years reveal a masterclass in strategic diversity. From developing autonomous tractors with Silicon Valley startups to launching inclusive workwear lines for women in agriculture, John Deere has demonstrated that innovation thrives at the intersection of varied industries and perspectives. Today, we'll explore how these diverse collaborations have propelled John Deere forward and what lessons leaders can extract to enhance their own partnership strategies. By the end of this episode, you'll learn three things. Number one, how to identify and leverage non-obvious partnerships that can open new markets. Number two, the importance of aligning partnerships with evolving customer demographics and needs. And number three, strategies to ensure partnerships remain agile and responsive to industry shifts. Now imagine a traditional agriculture equipment manufacturer teaming up with a satellite internet provider to bring connectivity to remote farms, or to design apparel specifically for female farmers. These aren't hypothetical scenarios. They're real initiatives by John Deere. Let's dive into how such diverse partnerships have redefined what's possible in agriculture and beyond. Let's start with embracing cross-industry collaborations. John Deere's alliance with SpaceX's Starlink in 2023 exemplifies the power of looking beyond traditional industry boundaries. By integrating satellite internet into farming equipment, John Deere addressed a critical connectivity gap for rural farmers, enhancing the functionality of their machinery and opening avenues for precision agriculture. Number two, addressing underserved demographics. In 2025, recognizing the growing number of women in agriculture, John Deere partnered with Dovetail Workwear to create a line of farm gear tailored for women. This move not only met a specific market need, but also signaled John Deere's commitment to inclusivity and responsiveness to its diverse customer base. And number three, fostering innovation through startups. John Deere's Startup Collaborator Program, which launched in 2019, has been instrumental in bringing fresh perspectives and cutting-edge technologies into the company. By collaborating with startups specializing in AI, robotics, and sustainable materials, John Deere has stayed at the forefront of agricultural innovation. So what's the backstory to these partnerships? John Deere was established in 1837 and has a long history of innovation in agricultural machinery. But the past three decades have seen a strategic shift towards embracing partnerships that extend beyond traditional manufacturing. From education to apparel to carbon fiber, John Deere has strategically sought out partners that challenge its assumptions and expand its relevance in modern agriculture. These strategies align with John Deere's broader strategy to integrate technology, sustainability, and inclusivity into its operations. By identifying areas where they lack expertise or resources, John Deere has effectively filled gaps through collaborations, ensuring they remain competitive and relevant in a rapidly evolving industry. So what are some of the successes that they've achieved? Well, the partnership with Starlink has improved connectivity for farmers, enabling real-time data connection and analysis. The Dovetail Workwear collaboration addressed an unmet need, garnering positive attention from the growing female farmer demographic. And engagements with startups have led to developments like autonomous tractors and advanced analytical tools, pushing the boundaries of productivity and sustainability. Now, some of these partnerships weren't without friction. Integrating new technologies demanded significant investment in infrastructure and training. Collaborations across vastly different industries also brought cultural and operational hurdles. Plus, diversity-focused initiatives require genuine internal alignment, something John Deere has worked on, but not without public scrutiny. The lessons here? Success in diverse partnerships requires consistent alignment between brand promise and execution. So if you're a leader looking to emulate John Deere's success, you should do three things. Number one, seek partnerships beyond traditional boundaries. Look at industries outside your own to discover complementary strengths. Number two, prioritize inclusivity. Don't underestimate the market power of underserved demographics. And number three, stay agile. Use partnerships as a mechanism for quick pivots when market or strategic needs shift. Now, I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. Before you go, I've got a question for you. Do you worry that you're wasting time, money, and credibility on the wrong partnerships? It's exhausting to pretend everything's fine while quietly second-guessing your decisions. You see others thriving with the right connections, and you're stuck wondering if you're missing out on opportunities to elevate your brand, reputation, and get the results that you deserve. Well, that ends today because I've created a free partner scorecard to instantly assess if a potential partner is an ideal fit for your organization. This tool and the Tesla case study that comes with it will give you clarity, confidence, and the edge you've been looking for to secure partnerships that not only work, but help you finally grow your business. You can find the link to this tool in the show notes. And thanks again for being here. I'm your coach, Phil Hay Sinclair. I'll see you in the next episode.